WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
He had it coming.
You might be familiar with the musical Chicago. It follows two women on trial for murder who fight to turn their brief infamy into lasting celebrity. But what you might not know is that the show is based on real women who, in the 1920s, occupied a section of the Cook County Jail known as Murderess Row. Corey Rumor and Marianne Mather tell the true stories of these women in their new book, He Had It Coming. And they join me now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Marianne, I understand you started working on this book because of something you uncovered in the archives of the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, I dig a lot into the archives at the Tribune, and I was down there and I saw a box that said Malm on the outside. And I thought, okay, what's in there? And I opened it up, and it happened to be photos of one woman. But it was about, I'd say, I don't know, 30 to 40 glass plate negatives of one person, which means they must have been a big deal because we didn't photograph a one person that often, especially a woman, unless she was high society at that time. So I had to run back upstairs to the newsroom because there's no Wi-Fi in the basement and figure out who she was. And that's where I realized that she was Kitty Malm, who was actually Catherine Baluch, but her alias was Kitty Malm. And I realized she was one of the characters in the play Chicago and the movie. And so I started to backtrack from there and say, oh, my gosh, do we have the other ladies? So then I went digging some more and found them. And it was pretty exciting.
Marianne, can you describe Murderess Row and some of the people that you found out about for this book?
Sure. Murderess Row was at the Cook County Jail in 1924, and it was an area strictly devoted to women awaiting trial. And our book is set at that time with four women who were on Murderess Row. It was an interesting place. Our photographers, the Tribune and newspaper photographers, were allowed to come in and take pictures of the women playing cards and just sitting in their cell drinking coffee and reading the newspaper. So it's very interesting to see the visuals of that time period of what Murderess Row actually looked like.
And Corey, who was there who's relevant to the book and to the play and the movie Chicago?
There's a woman named Beulah Annan, who's the inspiration for the Roxy Hart character, the main character. The Velma Kelly character is based on a woman named Belva Gardner. Go to Hell Kitty, who kind of comes in toward the end of the play, is based on Kitty Malm. And Hunyak, the immigrant woman who in the play ends up hanging after being convicted of murder, is based on Sibella Nitti, an Italian immigrant.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Beulah Annan, who was the inspiration for Roxy Hart?
Yeah, we know she was born in Kentucky, married at a very young age, had a two-year-old son, but she abandoned the family and moved to Louisville, Kentucky, where she met her husband, Albert Annan, and they moved to Chicago. He was a mechanic, but she wanted to kind of have some money of her own coming in, so she got a job at a laundromat, and that's where she met Harry Kahlstedt. And the two of them would take up in the Annan apartment during the day while the husband was off working and would drink. This is Prohibition era,
right.
And our newspaper and several other newspapers from the Time report that after she killed Kahlstedt, shot him, that she played a recording of a song called Hula Loo and sat with the body for several hours before she decided to call her husband at the garage he worked at and say that she just shot someone.
During their trials, these women did become celebrities. The musical at once sort of glamorizes them, but also opens a window into the way that they're playing the press and the press is playing them. Did immersing yourselves in their real stories get you to think about them differently?
Absolutely. I think when we went into this project, we wanted to show the breadth of each woman's life, from where they were born, where they were raised, what brought them to Chicago, what happened to them after the trials, how did their lives progress after that.
how they used their image during the trial, how the two women, Beulah Annan and Belva Gartner, were very savvy. They used their image. The other two women, Kitty Malm and Sabella Nitti, they were not as savvy, and so they didn't fare as well. So it's definitely interesting, and we learned so much more about how these women handled the media. And you can tell the story of Beulah Annan and her fake pregnancy.
So something that's pulled directly from the play and the musical that lasts today is where Roxy Hart's character claims she's pregnant. This actually happened. Beulah Annan realized that summer was approaching and court was essentially going to shut down for the summer, and she wanted her case to be heard as soon as possible. So she figured out if she claimed that she was pregnant, that her case would rise to the top. And also, since juries then were white males, she thought she could gain some sympathy from them as well. So she played the system.
Yeah, she really did.
So in 2020, is there a way that you might have related to these women from 1924? Corey?
Absolutely. I feel like they dealt with a lot of the same issues we continue to deal with today. How do we as women show our independence? How do we pursue things that we like to pursue?
How do we control our image? You know, I mean, I think that's really important.
And one more thing I wanted to add. It was important to us as we went into this project and we found these just gorgeous photographs. We wanted to show, at least to the best of our ability, what these women's lives were like. Because we're not the first people to report that there were real women behind the Chicago characters. But we did want to portray them, giving as many details as we possibly could track down about what their lives were like and who they were as people. Because I think it's just easy to see their characters and portray them as the characters are portrayed, but that was really important to us to show just how diverse they were as women are today.
The glitz and glamour that we know of the play Chicago and the movie Chicago, these are the real women. You know, some of it's a little glitzy and glamour, but not all of it.
Corey Rumor and Marianne Mather of the Chicago Tribune have put together the book He Had It Coming. It's out now. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you very much.
Cicero.